Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1717 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Bed Company's place, where he was working. This was out on Jones Avenue. I went to his place in company with Mr. Harry Scott. Said George Epps communicated certain names to us with the statement that these parties could furnish information on the case. He volunteered to go with us, stating that he could carry us to these parties, and we accepted his offer to go, and we three went out together to look up these parties. I never was in Mr. Dorsey's office with George Epps before the trial, as I had been detailed by Chief Lanford to work with Scott of the Pinkertons and report to Starnes and Campbell what we might learn. It not being my duty to report to Mr. Dorsey at that time, I did not go about his office. Furthermore, witness never did, at the station house, in the Solicitor General's office, or elsewhere direct, tell or suggest to George Epps what he should swear in this case. And any statement or insinuation by anyone whomsoever to that effect is utterly false. Regarding the alleged statement of Epps that witness put a statement in his mouth to fit the Jim Connolly situation, this is false and could not have been true because George Epps made his first statement before witness knew anything of Jim Connolly in the case, Jim not having been arrested when George first made his statement to witness. J.W. Coleman testified by affidavit in substance as follows, that the statements in the above affidavit of John R. Black are true insofar as they relate to things done and said by this witness. N.A. Garner testified by affidavit in substance as follows. I have read the affidavit of George Epps, Jr. I am the N.A. Garner referred to in his affidavit. I was with George Epps, Jr. when he pointed out a man as having passed in Birmingham, Ayla, under the name of Kelly. I am personally acquainted with the man pointed out by said George Epps, and know the man to be C.W. Burke, who has been working on the Frank case. I was also with George Epps and City Detective S.L. Rosser when said George Epps pointed out a man by the name of B. Bornard, as being the man.